Then he said, "Yes." The vampire sat down slowly opposite him and, leaning forward, said gently, confidentially, "Don't be afraid. Just start the tape." And then he reached out over the length of the table. The boy recoiled, sweat running down the sides of his face. The vampire clamped a hand on the boy's shoulder and said, "Believe me, I won't hurt you. I want this opportunity. It's more important to me than you can realize now. I want you to begin." And he withdrew his hand and sat collected, waiting. It took a moment for the boy to wipe his forehead and his lips with a handkerchief, to stammer that the microphone was in the machine, to press the button, to say that the machine was on.
"You weren't always a vampire, were you?" he began.
"No," answered the vampire. "I was a 25-year-old man when I became a vampire, and the year was 1791.
The boy was startled by the preciseness of the date, and he repeated it before he asked, "How did it come about?"
"There's a simple answer to that." "I don't believe I want to give simple answers," said the vampire. "I think I want to tell the real story."
"Yes," the boy said.